The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sometimes, even if you're a naturalized American citizen, the call of home takes over.
Amina Farah Ali and Hawo Mohammed Hassan, both naturalized United States citizens and residents of Minnesota, were arrested by FBI agents. They have been charged with providing material support to terrorists.
More after this. Attorney General Eric Holder described it as a deadly pipeline to Somalia. 14 people, half of them naturalized American citizens, as in legal immigrants with all the proper papers, charged with sending money and fighters to Somalia in support of a terrorist group called Al-Shabaab, Somalia's version of the Taliban. Some of them went door to door in Minnesota saying they were collecting money for the poor. The indictments are bound to feed into the stereotype that Muslims can't be loyal Americans. But according to the Attorney General, it's quite the contrary.
Members of the American Muslim community continue to be strong partners in fighting this emerging threat. They have regularly denounced terrorist acts.
And how have they denounced these acts?
Just recently, a group of prominent American Muslims joined together in a video to repudiate the tactics employed by radicalized militants to recruit young Muslims via the internet.
And we checked. The video is up there, all right. Imams quoting passages from the Quran forbidding terrorism.
I'm calling on people, for the Muslims, but not to embrace the anti-Islamic policies of terrorism.
We have no right to sully the good name of Islam.
But sometimes not everybody gets the memo.
We are seeing an increasing number of individuals, including U.S. citizens, who have become captivated by extremist ideology and have taken steps to carry out terrorist objectives. This is a very disturbing trend.
Yes, terrorists with valid U.S. passports. That would be disturbing. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 6, 2010.